Staff Sergeant Brian Jopek of the Wisconsin Army National Guard spent a year in Mosul, Iraq as a non-commissioned broadcast officer, telling the stories of the people who served there. In the summer of 2006, Jopek had his own tragic story. His 20-year-old son Ryan was killed in Tikrit by a roadside bomb.
I not only think about, you know, my son, but I think about them all. It all hits pretty hard. I can honestly say to another parent of a soldier who lost his or her life in combat that I do know what you're going through.
Brian Jopek also knows what the soldiers go through who are sent to Iraq. Many of them volunteers with families and children. Children like his son Ryan.
During that time, I was there in 2004, I missed his high school graduation, his last few basketball games as a senior on the Merrill basketball team.
Jopek's lost moments with his son are not unusual. Many in the Guard never thought they'd be sent overseas again and again by an army without enough soldiers to go around.
Being over there, being in a combat zone, coming back home, knowing that stuff is still going on, and then seeing people get all wrapped up in stuff like American Idol and things like that. The American public as a whole, there's not a whole heck of a lot of sacrifice going on.
Jopek is not in favor of a rapid withdrawal from Iraq, which means even more sacrifices lie ahead for the few volunteers who serve and their families. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.